Breakfast Show 6 to 9 Smile 90.4 FM.
All teenagers in every household in the world get a lecture. First of all, you've got to explain to your kids before that age about the birds and the bees and about, you know, and they learn it at school and they come home and they ask questions. And I know it's coming soon in my house because my girls are 8 and 9 and we've got a very great relationship. We can speak openly about anything to our girls. So there's never going to be a time where I think we're going to deal with things that's not going to be easy to talk about with my girls. They're inquisitive. They want to know things. And we've got, like I said, that's a relationship we've built with them where we can be totally honest and open with them and chat about all kinds of things. And it's important that you've got a good relationship with your kids. And as they grow older and they go through those teenage years of where they're frustrated at their hormones doing crazy things to themselves, you've got to be there to support and go, I know what you're going through. And this is important. And as a dad, even in a household, to be able to go and buy the things they need when they go through those years of change.
Yeah.
And then they go through beyond the years of change. They go into a different period where those hormones then lead to thoughts and you know, and maybe thoughts of the other sex or the same sex or whatever. And you've got to sit down and you've got to be honest with them. And you've got to talk to them about it and have these kind of conversations with them.
Sure.
But often our parents didn't really know how to do that, right? So they'd scare us. They'd scare us into things, and rightfully so.
Or use other people as examples.
Yes.
Did you see?
Did you?
Do you want to be
do
like?
Do you want to be?
You know?
Is that what we raised you to be?
My mom was very straightforward.
Yeah, what did she say?
She said, puta ondou ek die sleutel.
Yeah.
I've got the key. Well, that probably explains why I'm still single. Mom's got the key up there in heaven.
But it's true for, and it's harder, it must be harder for having boys, because boys and hormones run crazy wild once you hit 13, 14, 15, okay, in a different way. And it becomes a lot harder to manage and to kind of, you know.
Yeah.
So thoughts to you as a parent, tough times, we keep the conversation going because it's important one to have an open chat line of communication between me and you. And you and your kids, and you know how valuable that is.
So when it comes to openness with kiddies, so my son is 9 and my little girl is 7, and they both ask a lot of questions, but we have a rule. So you can ask the questions, obviously, in an appropriate setting. So if they have any questions after school, example, if they've heard something at school or whatever, they can ask mommy in the car, and mommy must look forward. Mommy's not allowed to look at them.
Back. Yeah.
And then they'll ask the questions they want to ask.
Very cool.
And at home as well, I mustn't look at them if they want to ask me a question. But they can ask me anything, and I will be honest and open about
it.
That's our rule. And it works very well. I mean, there's nothing to hide from them.
Yes.
About 7 years ago, I decided to have the talk with my son, who was 10 at the time. And we were... I thought a quiet, tranquil setting would be the best place to do it. We went to the Krugersdorp Nature Reserve, and we parked where the lions were normally fed to watch them carry on. I went ahead and had the talk with my son. Midway through the talk, a lion and a lioness approached, and about 5 meters ahead of us in the grass, they decide to mate. And my son has to watch this while I'm giving him the talk. It was quite a funny moment, but a special one all at the same time.
I mean, that is nature at its finest, John. Talk about the birds and the bees, and then the king of Africa, the king of the jungle, rocks up and does his thing.
Demonstrates.
Little demo for you, a live demo in the Kruger.
I want to be a friend. Follow us on Facebook at Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.